talk about health, we talk about wanting to achieve true health. And what that means is that we're going to achieve health from a holistic perspective, meaning including the entire or the whole body. Now, recognizing the fact that depending on what philosophy you're studying or you practice, there's many bodies that come together to constitute the human body, and whether it's physically detected or subjectively spiritually detected. But we can't say for a fact that most people can't agree to the fact that we are comprised of spirit, of mind, of body, physical body, and emotions. And each one of those bodies or parts that comes together to reflect itself as a physical body has certain requirements or needs to be healthy in and of itself. The spiritual body, we typically say, is a body that has to establish a strong connection to source energy that is of service to humanity. In other words, extends a helping hand. It's a part of you that wants to solve problems, not create problems. It focuses on prayer or contemplative meditation. It connects with its oneness with all else that is, knowing that at some level we are all connected and we all come from one source. And it's that part of you that gets inspired by music, art, nature, the things that are beautiful and truth and full of truth. And that's the spiritual body, and it needs that. It needs that in order to maintain health. It needs to have faith, desire, belief, expectation, a sense of trust and surrendering. Now, if those elements are missing in a person's lived experience, we tend to say that they're spiritually drained or not very healthy. And through time can very much affect the reflection of health that is that of the physical body. Now, when we talk about the emotional body, although we're all connected, all parts are connected, the emotional body has very different needs. The emotional body needs to be able to be true to itself, to be able to be true to what it needs and desires, to express the feelings. It needs to also understand where the roots of fear and anger lie, because that's the pathway to discovery, the self-discovery of where a person's energy is being misplaced and where there's a drain in the emotional body that can certainly lead towards illness. It's said that 90% of all illnesses are related to stress in some way or another. And we also know that when stress is experienced, it triggers a fight or flight response. Fight or flight are behaviors, they're actions. And we can also say that through time, we no longer need to fight or flee. And those behaviors or actions have evolved towards fear and anger. The fight part is anger, and the fear part is the flight part. It reflects a flight part. So anger and fear are emotions. It is anger and fear that's being triggered when we experience stress or we perceive danger in our existence at some level or depth. But they're emotions. And when the emotional body is living in fear and or anger and is triggering all kinds of core emotions like helplessness and hopelessness and lack of control and abandonment and rejection, then it's a drain on the entire system. And it reflects itself in the physical body. The immune system gets weak. And so, again, we need to make sure that the emotional body is strengthened and strong and healthy. The emotional body needs to forgive. And we need to override the guilt or understand the guilt that we experience in our lives and the anger that's attached to others who maybe we feel have hurt us through time or have hurt us through time. So forgiveness is the standard healer. We need to learn to forgive. It's an element that must be satisfied in order for the emotional body to be strong and healthy, as well as living with a support system and being accepted by others. So we need to have that. So when we don't have those elements satisfied, but we cannot internalize to connect with our emotions and our feelings, then the emotional body can get ill or is not as healthy, and that too contributes to overall health and well-being. The other part is that mental part of us that we, although again, like the spiritual part and the emotional part, is all connected, it too has its very unique needs or requirements to keep it strong and healthy, such as exercising the mind by exercising its faculties of visualization, imagination. The thought quality must be positive. You cannot possibly have negative thoughts and expect to have a healthy mind. the thought quality must be positive. The mind needs to be challenged and stimulated on an ongoing basis. It needs to be experiencing a lifetime learning, education. It needs to learn how to go through challenges and situations or problems, as many people would call them. And as we resolve these situations and problems and challenges, we learn, we grow, we accumulate knowledge and wisdom. The mind needs to be able to meditate, to go within and touch base with that depth that's one can experience. And we need to do this on an ongoing basis to maintain a strong and healthy mind. Now, we don't do that, then we are of an ill mind. And we need to make sure that we maintain those things to keep a healthy mind. Because through time, if a person continues to recreate the same old problems and not be able to be challenged, or does not continue lifetime learning, education, is not able to cope with these different things, does not exercise the mind gets also ill. The mind will wither. The mind will get weakened. And that does not constitute good health. Now, the physical body is a reflection of all of that. And we also know that we must also maintain that physical body strong and healthy. It does not take a rocket scientist to understand what it takes for the body to be strong and healthy. The body needs proper nutrition. The body needs to have water, plenty of water, and movement. Movement, and not only for the fact of exercising and maintaining a strong toned body or a healthy body, but to allow the energy to flow freely, to relieve any blocks that may be holding us back from enjoying full health in every cell, tissue, gland, and organ of our system. So movement, exercise is very important. The body needs to have proper shelter and hygiene. It needs to have sun and breath, but conscious, deep, slow breathing that can, again, energize our very being. The body needs to have a certain elements that we have to just contact. We cannot maintain ourselves healthy if we do not have contact with other human beings or individuals. The body has to rest as well as have recreation or enjoyment, some kind of enjoyment. So we know that these different parts of who we are, the four pillars of what keeps us strong and healthy, only when we satisfy the needs of each of those parts. And it's that invisible part of us, because you cannot see the mind, you cannot see, hear, taste, touch, or smell the spirit or the emotions. It's that very invisible part of us that must be healthy in order for it to reflect itself in our physical bodies. And so again, those are the elements that we focus on for holistic health or true health and well-being, to be whole and complete.